Oh, boy, here we go. It is Fat to Fit or Else. I only did one show last week because Good Friday hit, and I was like, I'm not working. I'm not doing a Good Friday show. It was actually Holy Thursday that I didn't want to work on, and then that would have been the Good Friday show. So I did not do one. I took a day off, if you will, from the old pod, and we are back now, and I am doing this on Easter Sunday. So kind of a hypocrite. Didn't want to work on Holy Thursday, yet the holiest day of the year. On Easter Sunday, I went ahead and worked, and, well, it is what it is. I also got off of my Lent, and I have been eating, like, absolute crap. I may be in a sugar coma here very soon. You may find me dead with my diabetes. I've eaten crap all day. Need to discuss something that I thought was a fiction, like a unicorn, like a fictional character, like a unicorn. But I found one merely accidentally on Sunday after Mass. My wife and my daughter wanted to get something to eat and the coffee. We had a lunch with the family we were going to do, but we had a little time to kill. So we went into Brentwood over at the Country Market, which is foo, 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 if you will. And we went in there, and my daughter, it was good because it's foo, foo, and it had gluten-free stuff my daughter needs, and then a certain drink that she wanted. And I'm standing in line getting ready, knowing the bill's coming my way because it always comes my way. And they're ordering, and then I look and I see a thing called a crookie, and I'm like, what the F? I see it first, and it's like I hear the angels in singing in the air, and I'm like, what the F is that? I look, it looks like a big, weird-looking chocolate chip cookie. What is that? And I read the sign, crookie. Half croissant, half cookie. I like croissants. Croissants are delicious. I love me a croissant in the morning for breakfast or ham and cheese croissant. They're all good. But I'm not joking. A crookie is, they take a big chunk of croissant dough, and then they slap a huge chocolate chip cookie on it, then another chunk of croissant dough, and then a huge chocolate chip cookie on top of it, and they bake that mofo, and it just kind of melts together into goodness, and it's as good as it sounds. It was wonderful. I think I paid $7 for it, but it was effing delicious. It was delicious, and everything I wanted to break my diet and come out swinging, if you will, after Lent's over, so I could go off the rails, and boy, did I go off the rails. Oh, boy, it was good. It was really, really good. Not gonna lie, that crookie was awesome. My wife and my daughter both had the gluten-free banana nut bread, which looked good, but man, we are getting ready for graduation for my daughter. That's coming up here less than a month now. That'll be very nice. And it was very nice because she's got a lot of honors. She's graduating with honors, magnum cum laude, whatever that is, and some other awards and stuff coming her way. So very proud of her. She has a job interview already too, which is like, wow, you go. About time you got a job, you slacker. But she has a job interview, so a lot going on. That was all good. Here's something, too, as we are on Easter Sunday, an uplifting, wonderful time of the year. You're hearing this on Monday. But I want to drop this on you. I know that we all love animals. I'm a big animal lover. I have a big idiot animal right behind me. His name is Ice. Perhaps you've met him. I tried to film a video tonight, but I couldn't because I have discovered was with Ice over the weekend at the park, and somebody had a remote control car driving it around, and he was fascinated with it, but it was far away, but he couldn't stop watching it with intense interest. So I'm like, I'll get a little remote control car when I'm at my favorite place this weekend, Walmart, where America shops. So I go in there, I buy one. It's a Gravedigger. Don't know if you know the Gravedigger. Great monster truck, but it's like a tank. It has tracks instead of tires, and I bought it, and it's fun. It's fun to drive. Ice hates that thing and goes insane and barks, and bites it and chases it. And when I chase him, he's afraid of it, but attacks. So even when he's afraid, he will still attack. And it's fun. And now I realize on the days he's just going to be a fat slob over at the dog park and lay down and try to chew the toy and not run or exercise, because I really only get him out for the exercise. I can chase him with the remote control car. And I tried to film it, but it literally, he goes so crazy. Tonight, at least, he was attacking the crap out of it. And I couldn't film it because I was trying to run from him because he kept flipping it over. But that's not what I'm telling you about. That was a sidebar, if you will. What I want to tell you about is at work, we have a new dog. And this is really cool. And it has, it's a little puppy. It's a mutt. And I think she's not a puppy. She's like a year old, so she's full grown. And she's tiny, and she is the cutest thing. She came into the gates at work, and there's a bunch of animal lovers there at my work. Everyone loves animals, and they all came out and helped catch her, and they got her. And we were gonna take her to the pound, and then one of my coworkers got the boss to go out there and to see it. And then all of a sudden it like warmed up to my boss immediately. And my boss said, let's keep it. Now, here's the weird part. My work is huge. I've told you guys we're like a city block. And we have an area. Like there's also orchards and stuff at my work and chickens. And there's a lot of land at my work. And there is a dog run that has a dog house and all kinds of stuff. And she's been staying there. She's like a work dog. And everyone loves her. And they'll go get her. And she's really sweet. And they'll walk her at lunchtime. People will walk her. And the plan is, I'm pretty sure the boss likes her and is going to take her home to his family. He has kids. So I do think she's going to be going home with him. And then sometimes staying at work. And they bought the auto feeder for auto waterer, auto feeder, and she's a dog house. The dog's living like a king, so that's cool. It is a cool story. And sad point, one of the girls had taken her to the vet for her shots and everything, and apparently she got some scrapes on her where it looks like someone probably threw her out a car window. Sweetest little dog. I can't stand someone being mean to an animal, especially a dog. I love dogs. Even when they're knuckleheads like Iceburger. But that is where we are. I'm working out. I haven't been getting my workout. Outside of walking the dog and playing with the dog and doing that, I have not been sticking to my thing. I was good on my diet till today, and now I'm just off the rails. I'm going to be 500 pounds here soon, I think, because I'm going to be off my diet. I got to get back on it. Got to get back to it, even though I'm not going to lie. I'm really kind of over the whole thing. I remember being fat and happy once upon a time. I think I could be good back there. On the house front, if you will, we are moving into the apartment probably next weekend. That's how that's going to go. Probably, or this coming weekend, we will be at the apartment. Oh, I lied to you guys. I just realized, on Thursday, Holy Thursday, I didn't want to not work because it was Holy Thursday. I was at the airport. I didn't get home until almost 11 o'clock. I worked from 7 a.m. till almost 11 p.m. last Thursday. That's why I didn't do any podcasts. And I had done the Bible study podcast the day before on Wednesday and put it up because I wanted to do a Holy Thursday show. So I did. But yeah, I was at the airport, and guess where I'm going to be tonight? Back at the airport. Yeah, my life is fun, so I'm going to have overtime again on Monday. It'll be fun. Fun times. I love having overtime when I don't really want it. And then we're moving into the house on Monday. I don't know if I can handle living with my wife again. That's going to be interesting. It's been a while. And she likes to complain a lot and is doom and gloom and is not happy at all. And here's the thing. Let me give this advice to anyone listening to the podcast right now. if something bad happens in your family, know that everyone in your family is dealing with the bad shit. You might be dealing with more of it. In your mind, you're more justified because you're dealing with more of it. You know what's the last thing everyone in your family wants to do when they're with you? Hear you bitch and complain about whatever it is you guys are dealing with, all of you are dealing with. This is really good advice. Follow it, please. It is really good advice because things are rough for me. Things are rough for my daughter. Things are rough for my wife. We've all been traumatized by this. The dogs have been traumatized by this. Oh, back to dog talk. On Sunday, my daughter did not stay at her dorm. She stayed at my in-laws so that she could go to church with us early Sunday morning. And I got over there early, and they were all still asleep. And I can hear the two German Shepherds when I opened the door. They knew I was there, and I could hear thump, 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 thump. And that is, those two have the most vicious tails. And their tails were wagging on the other side of the door, hitting the door, waiting for me to open the door because they knew it was me. And thump, 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 thump. So I open the door, and I see them, and they're now going crazy, and everyone's asleep in that house. And so I'm like, I need to take them outside. I open the back door to go into the back so I could play with them, and our German Shepherd, Nova, sprints down the hallway to my wife's bedroom. My wife's also sleeping in her childhood bedroom. And just blasts through the door. So apparently it wasn't shut. It was just pushed shut, and it wasn't clicked. And she blasts through the door, and it's almost like she's like, look. And in the bed is my daughter. My daughter's asleep. And she literally was so happy my daughter was there that she showed me her. And then dropped to the floor and would not get up and would not go outside. So I just left her there, and she stayed in there, like, guarding my daughter or watching her sleep. And I went outside with my in-law's dog, Inti, who is a monster big dog, such a sweetie, and played with him. And my dog stayed inside. I played with her later in the day, but she was so happy to see my daughter, she didn't want to leave her side. She came to greet me at the door and then ran back to my daughter, so... Dogs, we don't deserve dogs. They are such good, unconditional, loving creatures. They really are. And no human is unconditional in their love. Maybe your mom. Maybe your mom. And that's about it. And maybe not your mom. But if, you know, that's where it is. It was good to see. And now I got to get back to working out. I had a crazy experience with our washing machine. It's leaving marks on all my effing clothes, and I don't know what's wrong. I used liquid detergent. It wasn't powdered detergent, but it looks like white something all over my clothes, and I can't figure out what the F it is. It's also, my parents have the washing machine that doesn't have the pole in the middle. It's just a big tank. You throw all the clothes in and you wash, but it doesn't have the pole in the middle. And I remember once we had that at our house. It's burned to the ground. And a guy came to fix it, and I was like, yeah, this is old. I got to get a new one. And he goes, do not get rid of this washing machine. He said, they don't sell them with these anymore, and the new ones suck ass. He goes, and they don't work as well. You need that, the whatever that thing, the agitator, which is the pole that's stuck in the middle that turned. And he said, that gets your clothes way cleaner, and people want these, and they can't get them anymore. And I'm like, damn, really? Now, I was like, cool, I'm going to keep mine. I got it fixed. And the mofo burned to the ground. Also, I had my wife demand that I buy some security cameras that were solar-powered and worked on cellular. Yeah, they don't work on cellular. They're solar-powered, but they're ready to go, but you need Wi-Fi. So I don't know how she thought we were going to put an effing security camera on a dirt lot that has no electricity. Or, obviously, Wi-Fi. I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. It's going to be joyous moving into the new apartment and being all together. Joyous. Joyous, joyous. You know what's weird? As annoying as it's going to be, because my wife's being extra annoying right now, I think it's going to make everything a little better once my daughter's out of school and we're all back there. I do honestly believe that in all seriousness, that having the family back together is going to be good. Granted, I would really like to have my dogs, but they're not going to be there, and that's got me bummed out. Ice is not going to do well without me here. He is not going to do well. He is going to be one angry mofo. Like, where is Stretch? When I'm not there, he walks around looking for me. Bastard doggy. Ah, what did I have this weekend? I've got into a rabbit hole on YouTube. I found some show about near-death experiences, and I've been watching the hell out of it. And it's all these crazy things of people who have died that some of them, one guy was dead for an hour and a half and came back to life, but had no like near-death experience as far as him seeing God or Jesus or going to heaven. He had none of that. And he was dead for an hour and a half, but yet he was dead in bed, and his wife, who is a doctor, walked in and prayed beside his bed and then, boop, came back to life. No brain damage. Everything's fine. He was in a coma when he came back on Friday, and then by Sunday night, he woke up, because he's also a doctor, and said, where's my chart? I need to see my chart. Nothing. Guy was totally fine. He was dead for an hour and a half. Crazy. But the other ones are usually people that are like, yeah, I went and I had a flashback of my life, and then I was going to hell, and then Jesus came and saved me. And you're like, these things are great. I love this show. I got down that rabbit hole and have been watching that. Because none of my shows are on right now outside of Oak Island, which is really frustrating, because Oak Island, I could take an episode from season 2 and an episode from season 22, and, well, they're the same. They dig in holes in the ground. They find old wood and never anything else. Well, oh, look, a button from a classic military uniform. Yeah, F you. Show me some treasure. I would have hung myself from an oak tree if I lived on Oak Island, because they can't ever find any treasure. Damn, find some treasure, you mofos. It is freaking annoying. That's my old man show. That is my guilty pleasure, that show. I always watch it, and then I bitch about it the whole time. God damn it. Find some treasure, you mofos. Ah, boy. I am really tired. I'm going to go to bed. It's getting late. I'm late already. Oh, wow. It's late for me. All right. I'm going to get out of here super early. I'm doing like a partial podcast is what I'm doing. I'll be back. I got to get back to the workout plan. I got to have something to keep my sanity once I get back into this apartment and I don't have my dog anymore. I'm not even going to be walking my dog anymore. Like, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to have a stroke or a heart attack or both. That's not good. All right. You guys have a great week. I will talk to you again on Friday this week, I promise, with a bonus pod. Till then, see ya.